Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for The Josie Show. Tina Pasentino, and here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hello, world. I am inside of your computer right now. Woo! I'm a dork. I'm a big dork today, okay? Because I am so hyped up on sugar, it's not even funny. Anyway. So welcome to the Josie Show. Super glad you guys are joining us tonight. I know there are some awesome, fantabulous, in my Josie Ictionary, wonderful people in the chat room right now. Hello, chat room people. I'm crazy, I know. So it's been such a long, fun-filled week that we need to party it on today because we have such wonderful guests. I'll just tell you what we got planned. Let's right off the bat. Let me just tell you the lowdown. Okay, so I have two very special groups tonight. Tonight I bring you singer-songwriter Double L. We'll get to chat with him and find out about the rest of the members of the Double L Show band as well. And of course, get to hear some of their music. I'll also have the group Hanging with Stogie. We'll get to hear their music and find out about all the members of the group as well. So we got two groups to ponder and check out and all that fun stuff. So, yes. Also, we have our featured Song of the Week segment again tonight. And maybe we will get to hear that fun little jingle before we do it. We could do it last time because we were in a rush, but this time we are doing it. So our featured song this week, yes, I said songs because we couldn't control ourselves again. So I will bring you two songs tonight from the amazingly talented and former friend and guest of the Josie Show, Wally Montgomery. Yeah! So it's definitely going to be an awesome show tonight. So stay tuned for the whole thing. You will not want to miss a thing.
Worlds have entered the building.
Yeah. Hello! Who's this? Hello? Squirrely? Hello? Squirrely has disappeared! Anyway, I'm going to keep going because...
Hey.
Oh! Hello! How are
you?
You scared me! Don't do that! We cannot waste any time today! We are crazy today!
I just wanted to say hi. I know you don't have any squirrels because you're prejudiced against squirrels.
Oh, God. All the squirrels are busy. I've tried. I promise you. They're all that big
That's
family.
That's nuts.
They do. Wait, what? Oh, my God.
And I want to say hello to my new favorite person who's going to be on a show on August 31st. She's in the chat room. Hi, Debbie Kelly.
Yeah.
You're up.
We're going to give all of our wonderful people in the chat room a shout-out. I mean, there is me, you, Alan, you're in the chat room. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you always shout out everybody. How many times did I get a shout-out from a squirrel?
Well, who knows? But I have to give everyone a shout-out because I'm just that person. So Bonnie McGill, Carter, Sarah Cat, 2010, and Peanut just hung up on me. That's nice. But, yes, real quick, before we put on our guest, I want to make sure really quick that everyone could hear me. And, everyone, I also want to give you a little tip here that if I log out of the chat room and then go back in, it's because I'm refreshing because my Kindle Fire is crazy and keeps, like, blanking out on me because my computer, rest in peace, I loved you, moment of silence, it died. So I am on my Kindle Fire. Oh, good. People can hear me. Oh, good. That's awesome. That helps. So now let's put on my guest. Oh, I'm so hyper today. Oh, well. everyone, please welcome the amazing, the fabulous, Double L to the show. Yeah. Hello, Double L.
How you doing over there?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah. But the park is a little low. We gotta work on that, Alan. Love it. How are you? I'm excited
to
talk
to you. Well,
that's
pretty cool. I don't get to see all the people in the chat room because I don't have a computer in front of me right now. But by the round of applause there, I think there's quite a few people online.
There are. There's so many amazing fans in the chat room that are talking. People are saying I'm hyper. It's a sugar rush. Yeah, it is. But, I mean, also it's because I get to talk to Double L. I mean, I'm excited to talk to you.
Well, fantastic. We're excited to be on the show, that's for sure. And it's the first time getting to talk to you, so I didn't realize that you had so much energy.
I do, yeah. I do, but it's good energy, I promise.
Well, that's what they like to hear.
Yes. So let's get started here from the beginning. What age would you say that you were introduced to music and started doing everything that you got into?
Cool. Well, I'll try to keep the answers as straight to the point and short as I can, so I don't have the listeners falling asleep with their computers out there.
Yeah.
I started playing music when I was 11 years old. My dad was a musician. He wrote songs and he played guitar, and he had an old guitar. Actually, it was one of his only guitars at the time, and he kind of left it laying around the house all too often, and I would sneak it away and try to teach myself how to play different chord progressions and things like that. So at 11 years old, I picked up the guitar because he did, and I wanted to impress him, but I didn't want him to teach me. I wanted it to be something I taught myself and then just kind of surprise him with it. So I had previously been singing in school choir, things like that, when I was about 4 or 5 years old. So the guitar accompaniment was kind of the next step logically, and so between the progression and wanting my dad to be impressed by it, I put the two together, and I was writing songs and singing and performing in what we call kitchen parties by the time I was 11 years old.
I love that. And I love that you just, you see your dad and then you just picked up a guitar and was like, I could do that. I'm determined enough. And you went for it. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's something that almost every young child, whether it be male or female, they kind of always look up to their parent in one way or another, and we all want to do what our parents did. You know, if your dad was a fireman, you kind of grow up thinking you're going to be a fireman too, and you know, whatever it is. My dad was a musician, so it seemed to be the right thing for me, and I've grown a real passion towards it.
It is. When music is in your soul, you really can't do anything else. But also, I want to mention, because you have done everything, you actually had a boxing career early on. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what made you change and turn over to the music industry? What would you say?
Yeah, for sure. You've done your homework.
I'm one of those people that read the bio maybe like twice because I just absolutely love it. It's so fascinating to me.
Oh, very cool. A lot of people wonder how I ended up in the music business after all the boxing success that I had early on. But I always just tell people I've lived a lot of years in the short amount of time I've been around. I'm only 33 years old, and I feel like I've got the experience of a 55-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 7 years old, I started amateur boxing, more or less something to do. I came from a small town up in northern Ontario, Canada, called Hornpane, Ontario, and it was a small railway community with about 1,200 people. So if anyone out there is listening and you're from one of these small towns, you know what I'm getting at. There's not a whole lot to do. It's what you make of it. And this boxing club moved into town, and it was an opportunity to be involved in something other than getting in trouble. So I took the chance. And, I decided, getting in shape was one good thing. I didn't like really getting punched in the face or anything like that. But I saw the science of the sport, and it taught me a whole lot about self-discipline and respect for others. And it did a lot for what I consider now to be, the person that I am. So the boxing went from the time I was 7 years old till about 27 years old. I continued on with it. And when I was 17, I hit what I would call the peak of my boxing career. And I won a bronze medal for Team Canada at the Gaelic Games, which is kind of a subdivision of the Olympics. And not all the countries are there, but all the Gaelic.
Wow, that is so cool. Do you still do a little bit of boxing here and there? Just a little.
Not
for
a whole lot. I got into personal training for a little bit and teaching others to apply the boxing arts as more of a workout routine because it is a great workout.
Yeah.
But I haven't done anything competitively since I was 27.
That, oh, gotcha, gotcha. And congratulations on all the awards you got. You got awards for doing this, too. So that's really, really
absolutely,
cool.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a whole room full of medals and trophies and things like that. They're just nice keepsakes, you know, to remind you of the things that you've worked so hard for. So I hope to fill another room full of music awards, you know, one day soon. So.
Oh, yeah, you got it, definitely. I definitely see that in your future. Absolutely. And now let's go back a little bit more into your music here. A little fun question. Who would you consider your biggest musical influence? Who do you really listen to on repeat?
Today it's changed a lot because of you know, what's on the radio and what you're hearing, and I try to go by what influences me the most, and growing up it was always my dad. By the time I was singing, songwriting, Garth Brooks was the main one that I listened to, and I've become the biggest Garth Brooks fan. And if anyone says, you know, you're kind of a Garth Brooks wannabe, then I take that as a huge compliment, because if they can see Garth Brooks in my music or my live show, then I think I've finally made it to where I wanted to be.
Goal completed.
I've seen nothing more impressive than what Garth Brooks has done in the music business. So he's by far the absolute top of my list of people that I idolize.
Absolutely, definitely, I agree with that.
Very cool.
Yeah. And now I have to ask you, how did the name Double L come about?
Well, you know, as simple as it is, my first name is Lawrence and my last name is Lalonde. So the two L's was already in place. it actually came through my boxing career. People were trying to chant my name while I was in the ring to get things, get me motivated, you know. And they kept chanting, you know, Lawrence, Lalonde. And it was just too long. It didn't really have that flow to it for chanting. And one of the students, actually, at the time at the club that I was training at, he said, why don't you just go by LL? And I said, well, that doesn't sound very fun, so why don't we go with Double L? That sounds a little more stage name kind of thing. And they started chanting Double L, and it had a huge effect. Everyone caught on. And next thing we knew, Double L was born. So brought it over to the music business, and it's made it a lot easier to sign autographs.
Yeah, definitely. Double L, Double L.
There you go.
I like it.
It's got a nice ring to it.
It does. It does. And so also, can you tell us the band members that are a part of the Double L show? Can you tell us who they are and the roles that you guys play in the band?
Oh, fantastic. That's a great question. We've been working on growing the band and its development over the last 3 years. We've got our own album out now, which has 11 songs on it. And as we try to tour the album, we're always looking for players because the music business is a tough one to keep up with. And players aren't always available to be consistently in a band. A lot of players around our area are what we call for hire. So they'll come in, do a show, and then they're gone again. So I'm trying to find a steady, you know, five-piece band. Right now, the most consistent member of the band has been what I call the heartbeat of our show. And that's our drummer. His name is Steve Marsden. Mm-hmm. And Steve's been drumming on the road with different country music acts over the years. He's a little older than I am myself, and he's got a lot more experience, so I kind of look up to him for his experience as well. But Steve gained the nickname The Animal after the Muppets drummer Animal, because he loved to pound on the drums really hard. And Steve's a very aggressive drummer, so when he does his solo in our show, the fans go crazy. So Steve Marsden is the drummer for the Double L show. Most recent addition, actually, is one of the biggest additions. One of the Sony Records representatives from the Toronto, Ontario area, he's moved up to London. His name's Kevin Gorman, and Kevin plays keyboards, does background vocals and lead vocal as well. So Kevin is on our keyboards, and he's also going to be the future producer for the next album, which we hope to be coming out in 2013. Kevin will be a producer on that. We've also got a fellow from Chatham by the name of Greg Mankus, who's played bass guitar and lead for us, a fellow by the name of Paul Atkinson on lead guitar as well and fiddles. And we've got a couple of fill-in players who will be joining us over the summer, Paul Wells and Guy Miskelly. Some great names in the music business from our local area. And all of these guys come together to put the magic in the show and let me get out there and do my thing for the fans. Every show seems to keep getting bigger and better, so the fans give us the feedback, and we continue to fill in the spots. But I know that with the rest of this year anyway, but before we release the next album, we will have completed a full 2-year tour, and the growth of the band has been really the staple of it all. So the fans are very excited, and so are we, that the 2013 tour is going to be even bigger and better, and we hope that we can get down into the U.S. market and come and see some of you all down there.
Definitely. Add Illinois to the list. I will be the one with the sign screaming.
Illinois.
Double L. Yes.
Cool.
I love it. That would be really awesome. And you guys seem like you guys make a really good team because, you know, you all genuinely like each other. You guys are friends, so it kind of makes it easier, you know? I think
absolutely.
Have fun.
Yeah, the chemistry on stage is something that you really can't fake across for an audience. You know, the fans, I think the fans find the truth in everything, whether it be the lyrics of your song or just your energy on stage, you know. And every night that we get out there, if we're out there pouring our heart and soul, the fans know it and they give it right back to us. So we really look forward to that. It helps to build, you know, build the energy for the show. And if it's a very dull night and the band isn't giving their all, that shows as well. So we always go out there with 110%, and we rely on the fans to join us in that and make for a real night out. So every show continues to grow that way.
Absolutely. Isn't it such a great feeling when, you know, a fan comes up to you and says, this song really touched me, or, you know, I love you guys because, I mean, isn't that just such a great feeling that, you know, people are, you know, liking what you do and appreciate what you do? I think that's
right. Oh, absolutely. I think that you nailed it right on the head there when a fan comes up and says, you know, this song did whatever it did for me in my life, helped me through a certain time, or it did something, you know, special for my wife and I, or whatever it was. And, you know, back in the boxing career, I always got, you know, accolades, and people would always come up and say, hey, great job, you know, congratulations on winning that medal or whatever. But the way that I got to that success didn't seem as enjoyable for everybody else, you know, watching me fight.
Right.
But in the music, they love watching the performance. And then at the end of the song, not only did they experience the lyrics, but they also experienced the emotion that came with the song. And a lot of times as a songwriter, you sit down and put some words on a paper, and you never really know how it's going to affect anybody out there other than yourself. So when someone comes up to you and tells you that a certain song has touched them, you know, in whatever way, then you know that it's reached out to more than just you. And I think that's cool because as a songwriter or even just as a listener of music, the same thing applies. I know I've had certain songs hit me that I wish I would have wrote because they've said everything I wanted to say. And one of the most recent examples is a song called Dance With Me off of our new album. And the song Dance With Me was written a long time ago. It was 2008 when I wrote it. And I was at a music seminar the other a few months back, and they played Dance With Me as one of the demo songs for the seminar. And there was a fella in the crowd who came up to me in tears after that, and he said, I think that you wrote that song for me. And he said, my wife and I danced together our whole lives, you know, from the time we met to the day she died. And she passed away a couple months back. And he said, I really think that song would have been our big song together. So he shook my hand and said, thank you for writing it. And this fellow had never met me a day before, you know.
Wow.
But that song hit him so hard, and to bring him to tears, a grown man, you know, I just knew that those words reached out. And I think they're going to touch a lot of people when they hear the song Dance With Me.
I agree. It's insane when, you know, music can actually move someone, you know, to that extent. You know, I think music is a healer, and I think that's why I love your songs, is because they're so real and people can relate to it. I like songs with a story behind it and a meaning. That's my favorite kind of songs.
True. I'm drawn to the same type of songs. I'm not much for the radio jingle type songs. I like a good hook in a song. It's catchy. But I'd much rather listen to, you know, songs like This Cowboy's Hat by Chris LeDoux, or, you know, Cowboy Bill by Garth Brooks. Those songs tell a story, and whether it's a story about, you know, cowboy life, or it's a story about a relationship gone good or gone bad, whatever it is, a good story, I think, is what makes country music different from any other music genre. As I listen to a lot of the pop music today, everyone says, you know, country's kind of crossing over into pop. But when I listen to the songs, if there's lyrics and a real story being told, you can tell it's a good country song.
It's true. It definitely is true. But yes, I love it. And I want to talk a little bit about your album, Mine With You, and some of the music you have out right now. Can you tell us a little bit about your music? Because we're getting ready to play some. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, the excitement behind the album was that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, when I was 11, I picked up that guitar to impress my dad. And I just wanted to be able to play along at these kitchen parties with him. Being a kid, you know, you dream big, right? And you don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Right.
I had always said, you know, one day I'm going to create my own CD and I'll be on store shelves and people will buy my music, you know, and everyone kind of just brushed it off and you say, you know, whatever, that's not something that happens for everyone, you know. It's great to have that dream, but really I just wanted to be that if I ever did get a chance to have my own CD, I wanted it to be dedicated to my dad because he was the reason I started it all. And it was actually in 2008 that my dad passed away. So when we got the album done, which came after his death, the album became not only in memory of him, but also what I wanted it to be was, you know, for him, because that was the reason I did it. So the album was dedicated to the memory of my dad after he passed on. And I believe it's the 10th song. The 10th song on the CD is called Mine Was You, which is the title track. And the reason that I named the album Mine Was You was the song that I wrote for my dad was by that title, Mine Was You. And the line in the song basically was my dedication to him saying that every child has a superhero and mine was you. So that was the name of the album, and at the beginning of the song, for the first minute of the album or of that song, it's actually a recording of my dad that came off of cassette from back in the days when he was recording stuff at home, and it kind of sounds like an old Hank Williams track off of a record. It's so old and scratchy, but it was actually my dad playing on the "Mine Was You" song for the first minute. So if anyone gets a chance to grab the album and give that a listen to, and you're wondering who that ghostly, haunting voice is at the beginning, that's actually my dad recording a song before we go into the "Mine Was You" song. So that's the background of the title of the album. And then other than that, we've got 10 other songs on the CD, including the "Dance With Me" that we spoke of a little bit earlier there. And it's just like you mentioned, the idea of real songs. The way that I write music is it's things that are either on my mind or things that I think other people might have on their mind. And I try to keep it as real as possible. You know, a good melody just helps to deliver the lyrics, but just like any good poetry, the lyrics are really what it's all about. So I write songs through experience for the most part, and I try to consider it, you know, along the lines of a troubadour who tells other people's stories. And it just reminds me of so many different experiences that I've had, and I've tried to put them all into this album in one way or another. So whether it be music influence from different artists or just lyrics from different life experiences, this album, I think, has what we like to claim is a song for everybody. There's something for everyone on the Mine Was You CD, and if you're looking for a laugh, you know, you're just in one of those moods where you could use a good laugh, then songs like She Hasn't Been the Same or I Ain't Mad, those were written completely tongue-in-cheek for people to just sit back and have a good laugh. And if you're looking for a real romance, love-type story, then obviously Dance With Me is going to be one of the big ones. We've been asked to play that at weddings all over the place over the last couple of years because it's just such a beautiful wedding song and story of life. And, you know, if it's a patriotic soldier type, you know, commitment song, we've got a song called The Man in Me, which is a huge tribute to everyone who fights for their country or, you know, just believes in what they want to believe in and they fight for it. Every song on the album has something different for everybody. So we're really proud of the CD, and I'm glad that you're going to give people who are online a chance to get to hear it.
Definitely. Let's get started. That's a good segue. Let's just get ready. Let's just get to the music. But let's see, which ones, because, you know, you have so many amazing songs that we got our hands on. So let's go with I'll Sell You Mine, and we will be right back by Double L. Here we go.
Living hell, half alive or half dead. sense of feeling, then hell, I'll sell you mine.
By Double L, and for everyone that's just tuning in, we are chatting with Double L right now. So I have to say that is an amazing, amazing song. And for the fans out there that are wondering, where can we buy all of your music so we can rock out? Where can we find it? The easiest places.
Cool. Well, thank you for playing that song. That one's the first song off the CD, and it's a high energy song. So I think it's your kind of song with all the energy you've got over there. The album's available at our website, www.doublelmusic.com, and that's all spelled out, so double L is not LL, it's DOUBLEL.com. So doublelmusic.com, and people can log on there. We actually have a shop zone section, so you go into the shop and merchandise section, and you'll see the CD in there, and they can grab a copy of it right online. We will ship it to you directly to your house, so it saves you going out to the store.
Awesome. Yes, I buy everything online, so that is genius.
Very cool. Yeah, I think a few of the songs ended up on iTunes, if not all of them. But we prefer you buy it directly from us instead. And either way, as long as you get the music, I guess that's what matters most.
Definitely, definitely. Anyway.
Yeah, I know I'm a collector of music, so if I was buying a Garth Brooks album, I'd want to make sure I got the booklet and everything that comes with it instead of just the MP3 of each song. There's so much to be said inside a good booklet in an album, and I know in the Mine Was You album I've put all the lyrics in there for every single song, but also a lot of thank yous and tributes to the people who made it all possible, along with a special message to the fans from myself.
Oh, really? Oh, no, that's cool. Awesome. So how do we get it directly from you? Do we send you, an email, or how do we do that?
Again, right from the website, you can actually log in to the website as a user, and then when you click on the shop area, just click on the CD, and it'll ask you what quantity you want, and then enter in your shipping address and information, and we can ship it right to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully you can put the link up there for all the folks in the chat room right now, the website, www.doublelmusic.com.
Awesome, doing that now. Perfect.
Thank you.
Music.com. And also we have some wonderful fans in the chat room that are asking some questions for you. So let's see. Debbie Kelly says, awesome tune, Double L. She's talking about I'll Sell You Mine.
Very cool.
Yeah. And let's see, a question. Country fan Deb says, if you could perform with anyone alive or dead, who would you perform with?
Wow. Well, I think it would be an absolute honor to get to perform with Garth Brooks, being that he has inspired pretty much everything that I do. I got a chance to see Garth Brooks in Nashville when he did the fundraiser for the flooding that they had, and that was the first time I'd ever got to see him, although I dreamed about it my whole life. And I mean, it's a little later in Garth's career, and he wasn't as high energy as he once was, you know, playing Texas Stadium, but the energy still, you know, it was enough for me to be completely glued to that stage. And I think to get to do a performance with him on stage would be an absolute honor for me. So I would have to say Garth Brooks.
Definitely. Absolutely. Good question. Thank you for the questions. If you guys have any more questions, we would love, I would love to tell Double L right here live. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a great question.
Yes. More questions, everyone. So let's see here. Multitasking, not easy for me. So I heard a song and seen a video last night for Hold My Beer. It was amazing, okay? That was random, but I just had to tell you it was amazing. Can you tell us a bit about this one?
Absolutely. It was a local radio station here called BX93, which is a London, Ontario radio station. They were having a contest online, and it was the idea behind it was a cover song contest, and you weren't allowed to do original material. You had to do something that was covered by another artist. And we had been tossing around the idea of doing the song Hold My Beer in our live show as one of the covers we do in the live show. And based on that idea, we decided to have a lot of the people from the band act in the video. And my girlfriend Cindy was actually the main star of the show with my drummer Steve the Animal. So if you're watching that video online, you'll get to see Steve and Cindy. And I basically come in and steal Cindy away from Steve as he holds my beer. So we had a lot of fun with the video, and it was great to get to work with the people from my team, the Double L Nation team that we have. It just made it a lot easier. But the radio station got the video anyway, and that's how it ended up online. So that's the story behind our version of Hold My Beer.
Very cool. I was watching it, and it was really, really amazing. You guys could just see that you guys are having fun with it. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And a question that I usually ask, but Debbie Kelly beat me to it in the chat room. Love it. Debbie Kelly asks, what is your most embarrassing moment? Love that question.
That's a tough one to be put on the spot for. I think there's a lot of embarrassing moments, like, you know, getting on stage to perform one of your own songs and forgetting the lyrics. That can be embarrassing when the fans have already bought your album and they know the words as well as you do, if not better, and you get up there and forget the lyrics and all of a sudden everyone's staring at you. That can be embarrassing. I try to think of different events in the show. There's been parts where you know, clothing, wardrobe malfunctions, things like that. Those can be funny. There's a segment of our show where I actually go out into the crowd live and I interact with the fans in the audience while we're out there, and I'll go around, you know, table to table with different fans and get them to sing along with me on certain parts of a song.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that, and I've gotten out in the crowd, and sometimes you know you pick the wrong person to sing along, and they either steal the show or they don't want to sing, and there's absolute silence when you hand the mic to them for delivering a line. So we take those kind of chances and have a lot of fun with it in the show. So that too can be a little embarrassing, or it could work out for the better. I mean, that's a double-edged sword, that one.
Yeah.
But I think the most embarrassing idea for Debbie's question is if anyone's had a chance to log on to our website, you'll see in the videos section we have something called the For the Fans, and it's an FTF show, and we named it FTF For the Fans because what we did was we tried to get away from the music idea and create something the fans could watch, just us being ourselves and kind of being stupid and crazy. And many of the episodes in what we call the FTF show, which you can find at our website, you'll get a chance to see Double L as just being Double L, kicking around and kind of being crazy, and you know, down at the river fishing with my fishing pole, and just, you know, taking a chance to see if something like a shrimp on my fishing line would actually catch a fish. And we found ways to make it funny and actually do things that the fans got excited about. So the FTF show was probably some of the most embarrassing moments of our career so far, but it's kind of just us having fun. And if you get a chance to log onto our website and check that out, I think you'll get a chance to answer that question for yourself there, Debbie.
Definitely. And let's see, Country Fan Deb says, what's the link for that video, Hold My Beer? We could post it on Josie's show, so that's easy for her. We'll give that one out.
Okay.
Yeah, that one we got covered. We could give all your links out. Okay.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And again, right from our LLmusic.com website, all of the links to our Facebook, our Twitter, Reverb Nation, any links that we have for social media are all available right there. So if they go to the website, they can click off and end up anywhere there's LL Music, you can link to it right from our website.
Easy. And we are actually running out of time, but really quick, I want to tell you Dance With Me is actually going to be closing out the show, so everyone
Fantastic.
Can hear that. We'll do something special with it. Yes. And also, before we go with you, I just want to say you won 2008 Top Male Vocalist in the Nashville New Country Star. Can you tell us about that and some nominations in the London, Ontario Music Awards recently?
Absolutely. I think since our album's come out, the last couple of years have been a continuing, it's just been like an elevator for us, and we continue to rise to the top with nominations and awards and things like that have been more than we could have ever dreamed of when we first started out. But the idea behind the 2008 New Country Star, the Top Male Vocalist Award, was that up in Canada we have something called Canadian Idol, and it was just a spinoff of the American Idol. So in Canadian Idol, I believe it was 2006, I went in and auditioned for the show, and they basically told me to my face that I was a little too country for what they were looking for. And I thought about Brad Paisley's song, Too Country, you know, what's that? And but they did give me some advice. They said, you know, you should try your luck with country music down in Nashville, because we do like your sound. It's just not what we're looking for here in Canada with the Canadian Idol. So I went online, and I looked into what was happening in Nashville. I found something called New Country Star Magazine online, and they were having a contest basically looking for the top male vocalist of 2008. And what we had to do was basically send in a song, and they put it up for voting based on fans all over the world. And we got on some chat rooms, just like we're on right now, with all these great fans who are tuning in right now, and I played live acoustic music for them every single night, and from the beginning of the voting until the very end. And every night we acquired thousands of new fans just listening to me do acoustics online. So the votes continue to pile in, and I won by fan voting 2008's Top Male Vocalist, which was huge excitement for us. And then that led to our own local marketplace just recently with the idea of the London Music Awards. And there's a lot of great musicians who played, and one of the great Canadian bands called The Band, they were there with the keyboard player was there, and he received the Lifetime Achievement Award. And just to be nominated amongst individuals like that was a huge achievement for us. Unfortunately, we didn't win in the category of Singer-Songwriter of the Year and Top Male Vocalist for country music. But there's always next year, and I think that with the growing fan base, they can't deny us again next year if we keep doing what we're doing.
Wow, and congratulations with everything that you're doing, and good luck with all of your future endeavors. And we ran out of time, but I really want you to come back, okay, so we can continue on and have some more fun. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy the excitement and the opportunity. It's been a pleasure, for sure.
It's been the pleasure's all mine, and thank you so much, LL everyone. And remember, Dance With Me is going to close out the show, so stay tuned. Yeah, thank you, LL.
All right, well, this is the perfect wedding song and the way to end our night. So thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you. We have our next guest hanging with Stogie, who have been so nice to wait patiently. Thank you, girls. Thank you so much. But, yeah, Dance With Me is going to end the show for LL here. All right, so let's bring out, because I do not want to make them wait any longer, everyone please welcome Hanging With Stogie. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi. How are you girls doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. I am so excited to talk with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Woo! We will have fun. I promise you. I got some fun questions. We'll just have so much fun. And yes, I'm checking the chat room here. They are so excited. So now let me start off with the serious questions. First, let's start out with finding out who all the members are of Hanging With Stogie are and what each of your roles are in the group.
I'm Christina. I'm the drummer, and I'm 13.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Megan, I'm 16, and I'm the lead singer, and I play acoustic guitar.
Hi, I'm Kylie, I'm 15, and I play bass.
Awesome. You guys make such a great team. You could tell that you guys are having fun because you all are friends. So you guys make up a really, really amazing team. Yeah. You guys are really, really good. And so also, how old were each of you when you guys started in music? What would you say?
I started drums when I was about 6 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
I've been singing my whole life, so I've always enjoyed music.
Music really hit me hard in, like, middle school, so that was when I really started getting into it, but that's about it, yeah.
Very cool. So you guys kind of started, you know, music just separately, but then when did you guys all come together to form Hanging with Stogie?
About a year ago.
About a year ago. Really, really cool. And I have to ask, tell us a little bit about the name Hanging with Stogie. Like, what's the meaning? How'd you guys come up with it?
Well, Christina was actually just trying to come up with a good band name, and they were actually just throwing names out in the air, and they were just thinking of actually ridiculous names to name bands. And so they had their dog sitting next to them, and they were like, Stogie, Hanging with Stogie. So we just decided to name the band that because it was catchy, and it's hard to forget.
It is catchy. I like it. I like it. Very, very cool. And I'm going to ask, all of you, just who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you guys listen to on repeat?
The band Perry, definitely.
Oh,
we
yeah.
met them and we saw them in concert, and they're just a great positive influence, and they have great stage presence. They're just really good. And, of course, Taylor Swift. She's kind of our motivation, and she's really great.
Absolutely. And would you guys all say the same? Or are you guys a different one?
Yeah.
That's
great.
Definitely.
Awesome. And totally jealous about the band Perry. You guys got to meet them. That's really cool. I love it. And also, let's start here. Can you tell us a little bit about your album, Summer All Year Long? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's got a lot of songs we all wrote as a group together, and it was a lot of fun to make. We love playing the songs. We actually went to Nashville to record the album. And
so much fun.
Yeah, we did a road trip. It was a lot of fun.
Wow.
Long drive, but it was a ton of fun. We got to spend most of our days in the recording studio. I know Megan was in there every single day.
About 30 hours. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was so
That's
much
intense.
Fun.
Very cool. I love that. Were you guys a little nervous getting into the recording studio for the first time? Because I recently recorded my debut single, and I was nervous. Were you guys nervous at all, or did you guys just go in there with confidence?
Actually, I wasn't that nervous. I was more excited to sing and everything.
Anxious, yeah. Excited. Very cool. Love it. Sorry. It's crazy over the phone, isn't it?
I know.
It's something new. I'm still trying to get used to it. But I really want to play your song that I love because I'm a big fan. Let's play Summer All Year Long, and we will be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Anytime. Let's play this.
Stop. sitting on the beach or
Year long by Hanging with Stogie. And so we've had some comments here in the chat room. Debbie Kelly says, love the song, great vocals and backup vocals, very nice job.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Love it. And who else? Let's see. Pickle Pam says, you guys sound a little like Allie and AJ.
Really?
Yeah. Big compliment.
Them a couple of months ago, and it was in the works, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. Let's see. Mark MC in the chat room says, awesome job. Ladies sound very young and free. My nieces will love it. Where can I buy it? Where can I buy?
We actually just got on iTunes a couple of days ago, so we've been on iTunes, and we're so stoked about that. Yeah.
Awesome. So very easy, iTunes. It's super easy, so you can do it. You don't even have to leave your house. Please get all of the music from Hanging with Stogie. Also, can you give everyone the links to websites, social networking sites, so fans can chat with you guys?
Yes. Our website is hanginwithstogie.com, mm-hmm. and has pictures, music. It's
awesome.
Spelled Hanging without the G. And then Stogie, S-T-O-G-I-E.
Awesome. I actually recently became a fan of Hanging with Stogie on your Facebook page, thingy-ma-bobber. See,
oh,
I'm a fan.
So
what? Yes, I liked it. So also, I want to get to, I've read that one of your goals or work that you guys do is bringing music to children. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we're actually helping Muzart, yes, and it's actually
Muzart, yeah.
keeping the music in the schools, and because it promotes better learning, because a lot of times due to budget and stuff, it gets cut. So luckily, we get to work with such a fabulous company and keeping music in schools. So, and we're all about that.
Absolutely. I love that. I'm a part of Muzart as well. I do some work for them, and I have to say, welcome aboard. Welcome to the family and helping out. We love that. Very, very cool. Now, let's see here. Let's play your next song, First Love, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Anytime. First Love by Hanging with Stogie. Here we go.
Pulling near, you say you feel me, but you don't feel my fear. This is what I feel right now, right here. A bird. Lifetime, it'll be can ask me where we go from here. You can match your words to match my fear. You can ask me again and again, and again I'll say.
By the group Hanging with Stogie. And for those of you that just tuned in, we are chatting with Hanging with Stogie right now. So there is a question in the chat room that I want to get to here. First off, Debbie Kelly says, great song, and also do you guys write all of your songs? Good question.
Yes, we do.
They're all original.
They're all originals. Whether we've written them as a group or separately. One in a Million is my song. I'm Kylie.
I wrote Butterflies. I'm Megan.
And I wrote...
Awesome. And when you guys do songs together, is it hard to make a decision for the group? I mean, because you all probably have a million ideas. Is that a little difficult, writing as a group?
It can be, but we're really good at listening to each other, so it becomes like a fun, easy process. It's really fun. We just throw out random ideas, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't.
Definitely. See, I like that you guys have fun with it. You know, you're not serious. You just hang out, and then if an idea pops in your head, that's awesome. I love it. So let's see. Are you guys currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? Anything in the works?
We're actually doing a CD release party on July 12th, so that has been our main practice. It is our main focus right now is our CD release party. So
which we hope a lot of people will be at because it's kind of our kickoff for our CD, and we hope that people enjoy our music and buy our CDs. And
yeah. Love it. Are you guys allowed to tell us where it is? In case
yeah,
people want-
it's the Old Silk Mill downtown, Fredericksburg.
Awesome.
And the doors open at 6, and it goes till 8.
Awesome. That'll be a lot of fun. Congratulations.
Thank you,
hope you
so
guys have
much.
Fun. Love it. So let's see. I want to get to some fun questions here. But first, can you tell us a little bit about managing a career and the pressures of school? Is it difficult, or what would you say?
It gets a little hectic. I mean, it gets a little busy, but we love it a lot.
I work better under pressure when I have a bunch of stuff on my plate. It's true.
Best
don't
way
laugh.
To do. Love it. Well, what do your friends and other kids at school think about what you guys do? They think it's really cool?
Yeah, they think it's awesome.
They're really supportive, and they like our music. They always ask us what we're doing next and everything. It's a lot of fun.
That is fun. Do you have, like, kids coming up to you asking, you know, if they can have a song or if you could sing to them or something? I can imagine.
I know, personally, I've had a lot of people come up to me, and they're like, I want you to write a song about me, and give me an album, and oh, my
That's
goodness,
hilarious.
This is so cool.
That's cute. Very, very cool. Love it. So let's see here. I want to get to some fun questions. But besides music, do you guys have any additional goals of what you would like to do in your life as a career? Can you tell us about that? Any additional goals?
Okay, this is Megan. I plan on going to college for business, and
ooh.
I've been a cheerleader, and my goal is to just continue with music. I don't know. That's my deal. I love music.
That's your deal. Cool.
This is Kylie, and I'm really interested in musical theater, so I'd love to go to a school for musical theater if this happens to work out, but we're so excited, and we want this to work out so bad.
Yeah.
This is Christina. I really like sports in school, but other than that, this is kind of my main thing. And if something happens, I'm just going to keep carrying on with this. But I think I want to be a vet when I grow up.
Love it. I love that you guys have different things and different goals that you guys want to do. It's really, really neat. I love that. Keep doing what you're doing, and good luck with all of your future endeavors and your future goals, because you guys will be great.
Thank you.
No problem. You guys did that, like, in kind of like a chorus or something. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I just said, knock on wood, owe me a soda.
So, I love it. Very funny. So let's see. What do you guys like to do for fun or just to hang out when you're not working on your music? Some hobbies.
Well, Christina has a pool in her backyard, so we spend a lot of time there.
Ooh, yes.
Around, and it's a lot of fun. We spend a lot of our time together.
We do.
In our free time outside of music with music, if that makes any sense.
It definitely does. Very cool. You guys just do the normal kind of hanging out, a little bit of music. Well, a lot of music, I should say. You guys hate what you do. I love that. Very cool. Very cool. So I'm going to actually open up, if anyone in the chat room have any questions, let me get in here so I can see. But real quick, I was wondering, do you have any upcoming performances that you could tell us about? Performing anywhere?
One that's coming up the most is our CD release on July 12th, and so that's been our main practice, but...
Definitely. That's the main one. The main.
We're playing
the priority.
Very summer, cool. So we're kind of excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. And also, have you guys traveled anywhere? What's your favorite vacation spot? Fun questions.
We had a lot of fun when we went to Nashville and recorded our songs, and we're hoping we can go back there, just hang out.
Yeah, definitely.
Personally... Mm-hmm. I'm Kylie. My favorite spot is New York City. I went there and I saw a couple of Broadway shows, and it's just been awesome. I love the city, and I love Nashville so much.
Definitely, definitely. I've been to Tennessee, I think, twice, and isn't it kind of cool that, like, everywhere that you run into, even if it's someone that, you know, works at a local store or something, they all have something to do with music, like a songwriter, or they know how to play the guitar. Like a very talented musical place.
Me and my mom got in a taxi in Nashville, and our taxi driver is blaring his radio, and he goes, "I wrote this song for Tombstone." And we're like, "Oh, that's awesome." And he's like, "I didn't make it. It got cut, but I wrote it." And we were like, me and my mom were just dying because, like, it's so true. Everywhere you go, you have connections, like, in the music world.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I think that's really, really cool. If you're, I mean, even if you're not in country, Nashville is a place to go. It's a place to be. Love it. It's beautiful. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, it looks like we're actually running out of time. I just got the heads up from my producer over here that we were about to get cut off. But I have to say, thank you guys so, so much for coming on the show. And you guys can come back anytime, okay, keep up. Awesome. We're definitely going to keep a watch on what you're doing, and we absolutely love to have you back on. And thank you guys so much for coming on the show, taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, anytime, and the pleasure is all mine. Hanging with Stogie, everyone. Oh, and before you guys go, really quick, can you tell us your website one last time?
www.hanginwithstogie.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you guys so much. Talk to you guys soon, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Perfect. Hanging with Stogie. Yes. Fun. Yes. It is your dinosaur. Dearly, my wonderful guest, Double L, and Hanging with Stogie. And also, before we close out with Dance With Me by Double L, really quick. Whew. Okay, there's so many things that I have to do. Okay, so first, let's get to the featured original. Wait, let's not do that one now. You got to keep me on track here because I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm so hyped up on sugar. Oh, goodness. Help me. Okay, so I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have really helped me fill out my guest books. Of course, John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Jenna from Country Music World, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. All of them are so amazing. So please check them out. The Facebook groups are always amazing. You can post, if you're an independent artist that wants to get your music out there, that is a place to go to. You can get heard around the world. It's really, really cool. Debbie Kelly, great show, Josie, awesome interviews. Thank you! I know, wasn't our guest amazing? I hope you guys all enjoyed it. Yeah. But yeah, so stay tuned. Stay right there, okay, because we got more stuff. I mean, we still have our featured song. I mean, it's crazy right now. So let's see. So announcements. I want to get to announcements. That's what I want to do. So our former guests and friends, Shadow Play, will be coming to Illinois on August 10th. They'll be performing at the Gas House, which is at 15 North Grove Avenue in Elgin. So if you live in the area, please make sure you come check them out and stop by and say hello if you see me out there. Bring your camera because I want to take pictures with you because that would be awesome. I would post it everywhere. Anyway. Also, we're asking you to help support Conscious Music Entertainment and their effort to mentor our youth. So please go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com. Click on the button that says login/support. Then type in Conscious Music Entertainment. Choose the state, Kentucky, and the city of Alexandria. Then hit the vote button. And then, bazam, that is all you have to do. And finally, working on the completion of my music page for myself on Facebook. So please go check out my work in progress at facebook.com/Josie, J-O-S-I-E, Passantino, P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O, music, facebook.com/Josie Passantino music. And please give me a like. Thank you guys so much. That sounds so weird. Give me a like. It's crazy. But yes, please do. And I'm so excited because I only made it maybe 2 days or so I've had it. And we already have 117 or 118. It's so cool. Thank you so much. Also, take a listen to this lineup of guests for upcoming shows to get our summer rocking. Big time list here. We have Kylie Evans, Texas Bobby Dean, Larry C. Johnson, Them Morris Boys, After Bruce Cade, Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Christian St. James, Paul Lopez and the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James, Ian J. Taylor, Darren Rhodes, Stefan Jacobson, Red Jenkins, Debbie Kelly, oh, goodness, it's crazy, Sean Bryant, Deuce Hewitt, Michael Calder, Darren Warner, Hobson Smith, Bodie Powell, I hope I said that right, Wild Bill Young, and Don Murdoch. So, yes, definitely going to be amazing. Whew. So excited to talk with all of you. And stay tuned because soon I will release details because the Josie Show is hitting the road again. I'm going to be doing a live show from a concert in the park with Scott Nichols. So stay tuned to hear all the details for that as well. I'll even hop on stage to sing with him and sing my song Teenage Girl. So it's going to be amazing. So let's see. Also, we're currently booking for September and October. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email my producer, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. I promise she doesn't bite. She's really nice. so please do that. Also, okay, what else do I got to mention? Because I want to mention so much stuff. Also, I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter, Danny Wooten. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, July 1st, for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. I have chart-topping country music, great video to share. Our song request segment continues, and you tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org, and then click on the Josie's Heart Country tab at the top. Yeah. So let's do this. So hopefully get your little finger on that button, because I want to try to get this right this time. You guys stick me on the one that I couldn't do it last time, but now we are going to do it. So now for our new Featured Song of the Week segment.
Featured Original Song.
Yeah. Sorry, it makes me giggle every time. Okay, because I'm just so crazy. Anyway, tonight we feature two songs from singer-songwriter Wally Montgomery. So let's take a listen now to his song, Glory Days, right now. Wally Montgomery, congratulations, featured song of the week.
Summertime's here, high school is gone. It's been a long time coming, and we've been through it all. We're gonna throw our caps high and say our goodbyes and hug all our friends with tears in our eyes. I'm gonna tell my buddy Dave I'll see you in the fall, and when you get back down to Georgia, just be sure to call. I'm gonna miss that old team and the old battle cry. Maybe one of these days I'm gonna go back in time. Thanks for the memories, I'm gonna hold them close and carry them with me wherever I go. I might move across the country, I may never leave town. I might break a few hearts before I settle down. Goodbye, so long. These are our glory days, going, going, gone. My girlfriend Jenny got accepted to state, and I went to Tech a couple hours away. I saw her on the weekend, we tried to make the most. And on spring break, we went down to the coast. We made a promise as we laid in the sand. We meant every word, but life had other plans. Take all the memories, I'm gonna hold them close and carry them with me wherever I go. I might move across the country, I may never leave town. I might break a few hearts before I settle down. Goodbye, so long. These are our glory days, going, going, gone. First kiss, first day, first love. Finally settled down and built a little house on the outside of town. And I married that girl, and we had a few kids, and we saw them glory days start all over again. Thanks for the memories, I'm gonna hold them close and carry them with me wherever I go. I might move across the country, I may never leave town. I might break a few hearts before I settle down. Goodbye, so long. These are our glory days, going, going, gone. These are our glory days, going, going, gone.
Glory Days by Wally Montgomery, and I guess I should say that's part one of Featured Song of the Week, because we have another song of Wally Montgomery, because we couldn't choose from one. Let's play the other Featured Song of the Week, Wally Montgomery, They Will, right now. Here we go.
Since he's been home, he's been to hell and back again. He's been to the bottom of a bottle or two, but he just can't forget again. He could choose a little direction. He said, don't give up on me now. Change is just around the corner. I'm gonna turn my life around.
Montgomery part two. They will. So also, if you would like to be considered for a feature song segment here on the show, just email your songs to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. And now for our fans of the month.
Fans of the month.
Yeah. Singing by Moi, editing by Alan. Yeah! Woo! All right. Let's get serious now. Fandom Month segment. A special thanks to our winners, Country Fan Dub and Pickled Ham. Yeah! And also, I need to tell you, your surprises, your little prizes, have been sent out to you wonderful people. Country Fan Dub and Pickled Ham. And also, we're going to be choosing another Fan of the Month. One Fan of the Month next week. So, yes, that is going to be awesome. Also, if anyone has any other ideas for Josie's show, they would like us to consider any fun things that you'd like us to do or anything crazy, because we're crazy here, please email them to tina@josieshow.com or josie@josieshow.com. I don't get that much. I don't get emails about my show. I need emails. send them to me if you want. I like to talk to people. Anyway, also, remember to join our forums on josieshow.com, and also please sign up for our new newsletter. Please do that. You can find out when our guests are on and all the other fun stuff, any updates, and yeah. And also, remember, my CD and hard copy and download are available here on josieshow.com, josieshow.com site, as well as my music site, josiepasentino.com, for my single, Teenage Girl. There will also be some fun packages available on the josiepasentino.com website that you can get. You know, you could buy the signed hard copy CD of Teenage Girl, and then you can get, like, a wallet with my face on it, or, you know, a keychain. I mean, there's so many different packages and prizes, so please check that out, everyone. Also, if you would like to advertise on radio, if you are a singer or an actor or anything that you'd like to promote and advertise with us and be on that little sponsors page for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal, so email our producer at Tina@josieshow.com for all of the details on how you can be advertised on a radio. Yay! Awesome. And I'd like to thank you guys so much for tuning into the show tonight. I know a few people that logged into my show tonight for the first time, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show and having fun. Thank you all so much. Let me just give shout-outs here. Alan, Bonnie McGill, Debbie Kelly, Nick McCoy, I hope I say that right, Tina Marie, Bearcat 2010, Andrew, Country Fan Deb, Kaylee Bryce, Mark MC, and Pickled Ham. Thank you all so much. And so remember, tune in next Friday for another awesome show. We have Kylie Evans and Texas Bobby Dean for July 6, 2012. So join the chat room at josieshow.com. Log in, or if you're not in the chat room, remember, you can sign up. It's free, easy to do. It takes like 10 seconds or so. It's all fun. So now I want to put my producer on, because we have a song that's going to be closing us out. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Well, we already told you about that, but I want it to be special. I want my producer to come on for this one.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm the special part? That's awesome.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Well, thank you. All
anytime.
Right, so we're going to close out the show tonight with another song from Double L. He's so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play Dance With Me. Here we go.
Get your boots on. Good night, everyone.
I was waiting for that kiss first. Okay.
I can't
now
miss
that I got
kiss.
My kiss, we're ready to go.
That I met you, girl, I knew you were the one. You're my reason for living, for everything I've done. If I could get you on the floor, take you by the hand, and hold you close forever, I'd show the world that I'm your man. get down on one knee, tell you how much I love you, ask you to marry me, and there won't be any question that my love is true when I stare into your eyes, girl, and recite these vows to you. Would you dance with me and let me hold you forever? Dance with me and I'll leave you never. Till the day that I die, you'll be right by my side. Take my hand and you'll see. Baby, would you dance with me? We grow old together, girl, one thing stays the same. I will hold you through the good times, I'll hold you through the pain. And when you bear our children, I'll be right there by your side, loving every minute with a smile that I can't hide. Would you dance with me? Let me hold you forever. Baby, dance with me and I'll leave you never. Till the day that I die, you'll be right by my side. Take my hand.
I'm gonna make it to live in, not gonna quit it or give in, the road is hard, but as long as I have you by my side, gonna
yes, that's my Alan. All right, that is my debut single, Teenage Girl. Remember, you can buy it at www.josiepasantino.com or josieshow.com. Good night, everyone. Now, I promise that was the final song. Okay, good night. Oh, goodness.